I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Casanova Reds will be back into action tonight. They'll take on Sauk Prairie. I asked General Manager Nick Stittleberg if it seems like it should be this close to the end of the season.
But our Sunday League season officially ended this last weekend for us, but I think we have four games left now in the Thursday Night League yet for us, so still plenty of ball to be played for us.
Sauk Prairie, always a tough team.
They're all around a great ball team. They have good pitching. They play phenomenal defense, and they can hit the ball well from 1 through 9 in the lineup. You don't really have an easy out anywhere with them. So you have to have all your cylinders firing for the game in order to keep her close and pull out a W against them.
With your Sunday League season done, you can kind of put all your eggs into one basket, so to speak. So probably easier to focus on the one game, isn't it?
Yep, a little bit. You don't got to worry about, like, if you have a Thursday or Friday night game, worrying about, hey, do we have enough pitching for our Sunday night game or Sunday League game as well? Or nowadays, where we got Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday weeks, the last couple weeks here for Thursday night league goes. So you still kind of mix and match who's going to be there for which game. Not all the guys can make every game, of course. So it's kind of a plug and play as what you have available, basically.
We'll have that game tonight on WRCO Radio. Casanova hosts Sauk Prairie on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Games last night, Dodgeville was a 6-3 winner over Reedsburg. Black Earth got the win against Poinette, 9-7, and Ridgeway edged Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 3-2. The Sunday League home talent playoffs get underway on Sunday. The Western Section games include Blanchardville at Dodgeville, Schulzburg-Benton at Verona, Hollandale at Mount Horeb Pine Bluff, and Arena at Belleville, which we'll have on the radio coming up on Sunday afternoon. Also in the home talent Northern Section playoffs, Sauk Prairie will host Wisconsin Dells, Mazamani at Ashton, Wanakee at Middleton, Reedsburg at Cross Plains. The Viroqua Legion team defeated the Post 308-220 Grizzlies last night. The final score was 6-3. In makeup games Thursday night from Church League softball, Church of the Nazarene ran their win streak to 11 in a row, blanking Richland Baptist Temple 2-8-0. Ryan Gaston was 3-for-4 with a home run. Isaiah Obwe was 2-for-3 to lead Baptist Temple. The Mission kept pace in second place, handling Boscobel Assembly of God 22-1. Quinn Tidrick just missed hitting for the cycle, going 4-for-4 with a triple-double and two singles. Mike Dreschmeyer and Lyle Cradwell also went 4-for-4. Jamie Johnson reached base safely all five times at bat. Richland Baptist Temple 1 jumped into third place, getting by St. Mary's 10-7. Benny Green led St. Mary's with three hits, and Free Methodist accepted a forfeit. The final games of the regular season will be played coming up on Tuesday night. On the East Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Boscobel Assembly of God. At 8:15, St. Mary's will battle Bethel Lutheran. On the West Diamond at 7 next Tuesday night, the Mission will play Richland Baptist Temple 2. 8:15, Free Methodist takes on Church of the Nazarene. The Church League tournament will begin on Tuesday night, August 6th. You can find out more at rcchurchleague.com. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich will seek an alternative solution for his back injury. Surgery would have kept the National League's leading batter out the rest of the season. Instead, Yelich will try rest and rehab, according to Major League Baseball analyst Ken Rosenthal. The 32-year-old veteran was placed on the injured list earlier this week. He has struggled with back issues for several years. After an open date, the Brewers are back into action at home tonight with Freddy Peralta starting the game against the Marlins. Games that were played in the National League, San Diego 3-0 over Washington. The Dodgers beat San Francisco 6-4. Mets 3, Atlanta 2. In the American League, Detroit 3-0 over Cleveland. Texas 2, the White Sox 1. Tampa Bay 13-0 over Toronto. Oakland 6, the Angels 5. Baltimore 7-6 over Miami. Elsewhere in sports, Paris has long been a city of dreamers, and right now France has been dreaming about the Olympics for 100 years. And they'll finally open in Paris tonight with a big Olympic opening ceremony, a big spectacular, and even French President Emmanuel Macron saying initially it felt like a crazy and not very serious idea. That kicks off 16 days of competition that promise to be groundbreaking. Expect a heady blend of Olympic sports, iconic Paris monuments, and France's famous fair in its world-renowned capital of fashion and culture, which will secure the Games' longer-term future. Elsewhere, former Badger long snapper Peter Bowden has been released by the Packers. The team needed to make room on its roster for potential backup quarterback Jacob Eason. With Jordan Love staying home while his contract is negotiated, Green Bay's options at the position have been subpar in team practices. Bowden was one of the top long snappers in college football last season. His departure indicates the Badgers are committed to Matt Orzech, who had some issues during his rookie season. Coach Matt LaFleur is pleased with the wide receivers' progress.
Just the guys in that room, the kind of character that we have is they're all about the team, and they've shown that. And what's so cool is they cheer for one another. So I feel like they're invested in one another. Vrabel, Mahaffey do a great job in that room. Miles of just emphasizing the team concept. I think they've got a great relationship with Jordan and the rest of the quarterbacks, and they're about the right stuff.
And LaFleur says that will be key moving forward.
It's all about winning at the end of the day. And I think we win, everybody will reap the rewards of winning. So you want guys that want to have the football, that want to have the ball in their hands, that know that they're capable of going out and making plays. But I think the beauty of our core was you just never know who that's going to be each and every week. And I think that just gives us a lot of flexibility on offense and keeps defenses a little bit more on their heels.
The Wisconsin men's basketball program has received a commitment from an international guard prospect. 6'5" Hayden Jones of New Zealand becomes part of the UW recruiting class of 2025. The announcement was made Thursday. Jones has been playing in the New Zealand National Basketball League for the last two seasons. He has also played on the international circuit for his native country and has competed with its FIBA team. Coach Greg Gard has several open spots to fill with several seniors on the roster now. And the Wisconsin football program has promoted three staff members to assistant coach positions. The announcement was made Thursday at the same time athletic director Chris McIntosh had his contract extended. McIntosh succeeded Barry Alvarez as AD just over 3 years ago. Newly named assistants are offensive line coach Casey Raybach, along with secondary coach Jack Cooper and special teams assistant Eric Reisbeck. Raybach's new position was announced a week ago, but became official yesterday. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.